Amen. You may be seated. What a privilege it is that we can be at this place to hear the Holy Word of God, to believe it and to have part in what God is doing right now by His grace. As we were singing in the first song, it went right into our heart, and also the other one, and also now the words we've just heard. We are the generation that will experience that we will not all die, but we shall be changed at the return of our Lord. We've heard it that when the last trumpet sounds, 1 Thessalonians 4, there we also read what will happen. The Lord will come with the trumpet of God, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we who are alive shall be changed, and so we will be taken up together. I would also like to greet everyone all around the world, maybe all those who are here for the first time, a young brother from Mexico City. Could you please stand up? Our brother told me, you preached the word with my father in Mexico many years ago. Yes, we have the wonderful word and we're able to preach it everywhere because God opened the doors and hearts. Also, a family from Romania is here with us at this place. May you all be blessed, whether you are here or listening online. We wish God's grace, God's presence to all our brothers who are translating, especially to our brother Jean Lambert. It is not just that he is here and translating into French, but Brother Tati can hear the French translation and he is translating into English, so the whole world can listen to it. Another brother is translating into Portuguese, and all the Portuguese-speaking countries can listen. It is simply so mighty what God is doing, and the possibilities He gave to us also in terms of technology, so that His word can be brought to the whole world. May God bless also Brother Jetien Anton and all the brothers translating to Romanian and all the other languages. May God the Lord bless them and is with them. We have very good news about what God did in the past, especially at the last first weekend. We had mighty meetings, more than 1,100 people from 28 countries gathered to hear the Word of God. And what happened for the first time in our midst? A brother, a young brother, who was paralyzed using a wheelchair. He came to the mission center, and then when I was looking out of the window in the afternoon, I saw this young man praising the Lord because he was completely healed, and he was just pushing the wheelchair in front of him and walking all around the land of the mission center, praising the Lord aloud for what he did, the great things the Lord did for him. We really can give a good report about what the Lord does with those who believe Him with all their heart. I would like to read some information to you from Brother Baumgartner so that you can know what God does everywhere. We do not need to mention names, but Brother Baumgartner, please have a look. Can you read it? Beloved Brother Frank, we greet you very warmly with great gratitude to God who keeps you and sustains you and use you as a blessing to many all around the world. I'm writing because my sister, with whom I have a good fellowship, as I wrote to you in the previous letter, she's also sending her greetings, and she's also grateful. Together we read old circulars and listened to old sermons, and they are still a blessing for us. And we read in a circular letter where you use the scripture from Titus 1, and we knew the scripture, but as it was the way it was presented in the circular letter, it was simply wonderful, whether it is about the word servant or the elect. Whether it was about how can we live a life that is pleasing to God, all the topics were based on many scriptures, so it was revealed to us as only it can be done through the Spirit of God. It was from March 1987, the circular letter, and there you explained the name Yahweh so well. There were many scriptures from both the Old and the New Testament, and when we read the circular letters, we can be blessed again and again, and we receive the rich spiritual food that is given to us, and also through Brother Branham's sermons. Also, there is this book, The Antichrist and the Foreword by Martin Luther, which you mentioned in a sermon from 1993. What a privilege it is that we can read about all this truth, and we can understand it, and we can say yes and amen to it. We know it and we believe it, that we are living at the end of the time of grace. And when we watch TV news, we see that though we are very close to the end, and every new sermon, whether from Krefeldom, Zurich, strengthens our faith and understanding. For the Word of God that is valid forever, we can understand what is going on in our time. Especially the last circular letter, which we read together with our brothers and sisters, and we rejoice that the pure Word of God is now reaching the ends of the earth. It is shared by many, and it was upon my heart to write to you one more time. What blessing and what assurance of faith is given to us by God's grace when we listen and when we read. And you should know that also with us the word did not return void, but it did accomplish what it was sent for. We thank God every day for your ministry that you still do, even though you cannot travel so much because of your age. May the Lord continue giving you strength and health, and may He bless your ministry. What is going on now, it has never been before. Circular letters are read in churches. Corrections are made. And it is our desire that we only want to be found in the Word of God, not in various interpretations. So we are very grateful to God the Lord that He sent us not only the true message of the Word, but He also gave us the ability to distinguish between the Word of God and an interpretation. And we can apply this also to Brother Branham's sermons and his statements. I talked about it with a brother. There are statements. Which are going to be fulfilled, such as an earthquake in California, the separation of the breaking of the West Coast. That is what Brother Branham emphasized. He emphasized that the flood wave will reach up to as far as Kentucky, but no one knows when it would happen. And when some brothers then command that people should leave California, then it is completely wrong. We have to leave all things up to God, and it will happen in the right time. And so it is with all the other statements of Brother Branham, especially about the 10th vision. You know, Brother Branham saw a large hall and a small tent, and he did not pray there anymore, but he only pronounced what was to happen, and it happened, and people were coming from one side and leaving as they were healed to the other side. And Brother Branham emphasized it so much until the end. But he did not experience this ministry personally. But when he is, if it is the part of what God ordained for the end, then it will happen that we will no longer need to pray long prayers, but we will just pronounce a word and it will come true. I'm very grateful to God that I did not turn anything into a special teaching, but I only preached the Word of God and I led all the rest to the Lord, and so it will be until the end. And because Brother Branham emphasized the 10 ministries so much, and he also repeated a dream that another brother had had, that I will ride this trail once more. Based on these two statements, brethren spread the teaching that when the West Coast breaks off, then the prophet will complete his ministry in the tent. They simply turned it into a teaching that we cannot find in the Bible. And therefore, we have never ever preached it. No, God ordained us to preach only what is written in the Bible, and all the rest we have to leave with God. He knows the time and the hour. He knows when and how it should happen, and it will happen. Just be sincere when we read such a testimony that the dear and precious Word of God becomes so alive, not only when it is preached under the anointment of the Holy Spirit, but that the same anointment of the Holy Spirit is also on those who hear and who read it. And then they receive what God revealed to them. We have to give many things to the Lord. We could give a lot of good reports, as we have not heard it so much before. Brother Branham also saw in a vision like the bride church went out of step, and then it was brought back in to step to be in accordance with the Word of God. After the last first weekend in Krefeld, a brother from Northern England wrote an email to me saying, "We were so blessed when we were listening. We rented a bus and we will visit Krefeld next month with 48 persons. We are so grateful when the word is received and when it does accomplish what it's been sent for. Therefore, we want to remain sober and grateful in all things for what God has already done, for what He's doing now, and we know that He will complete His work with us by His grace." And as we heard it in the first song sung by the choir, the wise virgins believe the word and it will be revealed to them. They have their lamps. They know where they are going. And we are grateful to God. We can see the example with Israel by a mighty hand under the blood devil let out of the slavery, and then the Lord went before them in the pillar of in the cloud and in the pillar of fire to give them light on the way. And it also applies to our time. The same God who sent Moses, when the time came that the promise was to be fulfilled, the promise that the Lord gave to Abraham, that after 400 years I will lead your offspring out of the captivity, and when the moment came, the Lord called Moses and sent him. And brothers and sisters, on May the 7th, 1946, the same Lord and God said to our brother, just as two signs were given to Moses, so the two signs will also be given to you. And you know very well what the two signs were. With Moses, it was the stick that he could throw on the ground and it turned into a snake. And the second sign, because those false men also threw their sticks and also turned them into snakes. But Moses' stick devoured all the other snakes. And then Moses grabbed the snake and it was turned into a stick in his hand again. And with this stick he walked on, and God gave the victory over all the power of Satan by His grace. And with Brother Branham it was so that he took the right hand of a patient with his left hand, and then on the surface of the hand it was visible some manifestation of the illness, whether it was a cancer, a tumor. And the angel of the Lord said to him, say to the patient not to, tell the patient not to close his or her eyes while praying, because the moment the disease disappears from your hand, the patient is healed and can only give thanks to God for healing. In 1947, 48 and 49, this was the main thing in Brother Branham's ministry. And the angel also told him that also another gift would be given to him, that he would see a person in a vision and it will be shown to him who the person is, where the person came from. I've personally saw and witnessed these two things. And concerning the illness on the hand, you know who Gordon Lindsay was? He was the man who wrote the book, A Man Sent from God. It was the first book published in Dallas, Texas, from this man who organized large Pentecostal conferences. And we are simply grateful to God with all our heart, because what the brother and sister Lindsay reported, because they were on the platform, they saw it with their own eyes. When people cried, that moment when the healing took place, brothers and sisters, I only mention this so that you can know that the Almighty God gave His calling, gave instructions how things should be done, up to the point that Brother Branham was told to store in the food that was to be distributed. And as you know, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the word of God has become really precious to us, and so it will remain forever, and we believe every word of God. May it happen with us, brothers and sisters. Just as it is written in Luke 19, there we have both examples. The first example about the true disciples who praised our Lord when our Lord came to Jerusalem in verse 36. In Luke 19, verse 36, or verse 38, saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Disciples praise the Lord. The promise from Zechariah came true. Behold, thy king is coming to you on a donkey. And here the word was fulfilled literally before their very eyes, and they praised God the Lord for it. But then there is the other thing from verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, what was it? The one part was the believers who rejoiced that the Bible promises were fulfilled. They praised God the Lord. And they honored our Savior. And some Pharisees said, "Master, rebuke thy disciples." And then in verse 42, "If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes." Tell me, brothers and sisters, what is going on in our time? People in all churches, it is simply hidden from them what God promised for this period of time. And yet we can see how the Bible prophecy comes true everywhere, whether with Israel in a special way. And if we take the scripture from Zechariah 2, Zechariah 2, but we don't know the verse. Und auf dem heiligen Boden in Besitz nehmen und Jerusalem wiederum erwählen. Gott hat wirklich an alles gedacht. Für alles. It's another verse. I shall build Jerusalem again. God did take care of all things, and he did not forget anything. We see the Jews from all the nations return to their homeland, to to the promised land. And how often we have emphasized that without a promise, there is no faith. Faith is only anchored in God's promises. Abraham believed what God gave to him as a promise. We can see this with Israel, how it is fulfilled. That the Lord shall inherit his portion in the Holy Land, probably not in New York or everywhere, but in the land of promise. They will experience God's grace and all that was promised to them. And it is the same with us. Where could God take his possession? Where people ignore him, ignore what he ordained for this time? No, where his people went, was called, where his people was called out of all churches and denominations and entered the Holy Land, respecting God's promises, believing what the Lord promised for this time, just as it was at that time when our Lord wept over Jerusalem, because most just ignored what the Lord promised for that time. Brothers and sisters, we are very grateful to the Lord. Also, when we read Romans 11 correctly, the nation of Israel as a whole did not attain what God promised, but those who were elect, those who were ordained, the elect part, they attained it. God knew who would accept and who would deny it, but it is God's will that all people are saved, but not all people accept the salvation. Therefore, when we find favor with God, we receive what God promised to us. And we have a special example in Luke chapter 16 about the rich man and Lazarus. They both lived and they both died. And one of them was brought to the bosom of Abraham, and the other one suffered in the place for the lost ones. And what did he say? Abraham, please send Lazarus to my brothers, to my five brothers, so that they are warned and do not get to this place. Send Lazarus to my five brothers so that they do not get to this place. And what was the answer of our Lord? If they do not listen to Moses and prophets, they would not believe even if somebody was raised from death. Faith is connected with promises. We need to emphasize this again and again. And only those who believe God's promises will have part in their fulfillment. Let's read a few more scriptures from Timothy, brothers and sisters, it is simply so mighty. God did not forget anything. Personal admonitions, corrections, teachings, revelations. When we read the epistles of Paul, we simply marvel, because every topic is discussed there, and we are grateful that we have the Holy Scriptures. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, here we read, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Let's read the beginning one more time. "This is a faithful saying." It is the absolute. That's how God wanted to have it. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. But as we said, unfortunately, not all accept it. And then that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. How grateful we can be that the Holy Spirit gives to us the testimony of sin. And as Brother Branham emphasized, that the original sin is unbelief. God testified to us about our unbelief, and He turned us into believers. We came to believe. We passed from unbelief, from doubt. We were taken out and we became believers in our Lord and Savior, who came to us, who shed His blood of new covenant, to save us. And to give us the remission of all our sins by His grace. And therefore we are truly grateful that we could recognize this. And then in verse 17, in 1 Timothy 1, chapter 1, verse 17, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Yes. We can say amen to every word that we find here in the Scripture. And we will be built and strengthened in our faith. Then also in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Yes, it is the will of God. But who preaches the truth? There must be the commission and sending given by God. So we can emphasize what the Lord wanted to say through His word, so that it can be placed on the candlestick. And here it is in verse 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." And when we read on, "Who gave Himself a ransom for all." To be testified in due time. He gave Himself a ransom for all, the only Savior, the only Mediator. And we have our salvation in the blood, and that's what we have received. Believing that without sanctification no one will see God. Therefore, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Oh, when we put all these scriptures together, then we will have gratitude in our hearts. And let me emphasize, as it is true, now we are experiencing the Bible period of time 100%, as Moses had his period with leading the people out to the Red Sea, and the water was there as the wall on the left and on the right, but that was the first part. So also Brother Branham was sent to lead us out of all captivity, all unbiblical teachings, all that separated us from God in denominations. He called us out, but what matters now is to enter the promised land, to enter all the promises given by God for this period of time. All the promises that we believe with all heart, this is what makes us different from all the other churches, how those who've been called out. First, it was a son. I will call my firstborn son out of Egypt. Then it was the people that I will call out of Egypt. But after they were called out, it was the church of the living God who were led out under the blood and were under the protection of the blood. And then their way was enlightened, the way they had to follow, and it is the same with us. All of us once were somewhere in a church. In 1948 I was in a Baptist church, I was baptized there. All of us were somewhere, but God called us out, and we recognize the time and the hour, the messenger and the message. And again we have to emphasize that we did not specialize in any special statements of Brother Branham or any of his quotes. Nor the single time did I preach about a tent mission or about the earthquake. Not a single time did I preach about the third pull, about this or that topic. I only proclaimed the holy word of God, and God watches over his word, and he will fulfill all that he promised in it. And you all know that the commandment of the Lord was preach my word. And therefore Paul, through commissioned lips, could say, I preach to you the whole counsel of salvation of God. He emphasized it in Galatians chapter 1, chapter 8. But though we are an angel from heaven, preached any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. We once have to understand, and may all brethren understand this, brethren who only preach Brother Branham, who close the Bible and only bring with them a heap of sermons and just only read statements. And they say to the people what they want to say about it. Brothers and sisters, I have never... I once heard a part of a sermon of a brother with some thunder teachings. And these false brethren, they speak about the seven thunders with so much strength. And all the people were crying yes and amen, because they think that God the Lord said so, but God the Lord did not say so. God the Lord said, do not write what the seven thunders uttered and sealed it. So it is not a part of the written word of God, and it can never be preached. God will grant it that it will happen as it was announced. Therefore, Paul could say to Timothy, preach the word with all the patience and so on and so on. Thanks be to God the Lord. The bride church is the bride of the word, and we believe that all things will come to pass in the right time. We watch the signs of the time. I will not talk about it in more details. But all the world is somehow involved in talking about the climate and about global warming. But the Bible said so, that the sun will shine sevenfold at the time when the Lord will remove the damage or the harm done to his people. It is all going up to the climax. And as our Lord said, there will be signs in heaven, on the moon. He mentioned all those things, and then he admonished us, when you see all these things coming to pass, then look up, for your redemption is drawing near. The main thing is the promise. I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, before the sun turns dark and the moon turns into blood. So then the things that should happen after the rapture, they will actually happen at that time. Let us summarize, and especially for all ministering brethren all around the world, please preach only what you can preach from the Holy Scriptures and leave all the rest to God the Lord. Stop making any confusion and chaos. Put away all the interpretations and return to God, return to the Word and respect what God said in His Word. Who can understand it? It is everywhere, so that there is not only one church referring to Brother Branham, but as a brother told me, then in Tucson there are 11 churches, all of them having a preacher emphasizing some special direction or a special thing. Can you imagine that the Lord could take such a church in the rapture that is so scattered when they are fighting against one another, not even greeting one another, and they think about the others that they are wrong and only themselves are right? May everyone on earth come to know now that it is the time to leave our own ways, to leave our own interpretations, and to respect only the Holy Word of God, and to believe what is written in the Bible, and to live in harmony with God and with one another. What is important now? Just to speak about things happening in the world? No, brothers and sisters, also the admonition that we should have our own experiences of salvation with our Lord, that we fully sanctify our lives to the Lord, asking Him to forgive all our sins, that the reconciliation is truly put into our heart, so that there is nothing like when believers are against one another, but that it is as it was in the beginning, that there were one heart and one soul, so that the Holy Spirit could work in such a mighty way that we praise the Lord like in one voice, so that the Holy Spirit could come down, that the gifts could be revealed, and then also the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is one of the main points, brothers and sisters. Through new birth, we receive the new life from God, the inner restoration, all that God can restore, that He restores in us. But as the next thing, through one Spirit, we are baptized into the same, into one body. This is the point. The new birth is the basic experience, as it is in this worldly life when we are born. That's the beginning of our life. But when we are born again, through water and the Word, is the beginning of our spiritual life. But then all those who are born again, they must all be renewed through the Spirit of God, baptized into the body of Christ. And that is only done by the true baptism of the Holy Spirit, that we are baptized into the body of the Lord so that we can carry out the ministry that the church is to carry out. Because so it is written that God gave to the church. The church is the pillar and foundation of the truth. And our Lord says, I will build my church. He redeemed his church. He forgave our sins. And we are grateful that the blood of the new covenant is still on the Ark of the Covenant. And what about the brothers who preached that in 1963, when the seals were opened, that the Lord left the mercy seat and that he came down to claim those who are his own? During the 2000 years, the Lord has claimed his own in every time period and also in our time. I cannot stand false teachings. I cannot stand because false teachings separate us from God, and no false teachers will have part in the rapture, and none of those who remain in false teachings will be taken up in the rapture. There will be no confusion in heaven. It can be here on earth, but not in heaven. There is God's harmony in heaven. As we read it in the letter which Brother Baumgartner read, in the sermons we can only mention this or that, but in the circular letters we can go like step by step, mentioning all the scriptures, and then God gives his grace that people read it and it is accepted, and then it is revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. God really gave his grace that all the Bible topics can be discussed. I've mentioned it here once or twice that in 1963, when I listened to the sermons about the seven seals, which were preached in March 1962 or 3, I cannot tell you what was going on in me, but I had a very good job at that time. For 15 years I both worked and preached. But then I quit the job. But from the very, very beginning, it was upon my heart to present the Bible teachings in the written form so that everyone could read it and have it as a foundation. And now we can see all the books and brochures and circular letters that have been published throughout all those years. I believe that Brother Etienne Genton sent the last circular letter to us in Italian, and there is that it is number 73. We really redeemed the time. I did not only travel to preach the word, but I also wrote so that everyone could read. So that we are based on the foundation of the Word of God. I need to emphasize it one more time. I cannot stand interpretations. They are a terrible thing to me. The Word of God is holy, and we cannot add anything to the Word. So it is written in the last two verses of Revelation 22. If you take anything from the word of this prophecy,
and was in den ersten drei Versen in Offenbarung 1 geschrieben
steht. Revelation 22:19. And also it is written, blessed are those who read the words of the prophecy of this book and keeps what is written in it. We want to say one more time, what is not written, that's what we leave with God. We believe it with all our heart, and it will take place as God said it in His Word. Let us summarize, brothers and sisters. A brother said that in spite of age, God gave His grace again and again. When we are 86, then it's almost 90. And I would like to officially say to all the brothers, I would like to say, I'm sorry, whether in Lima, Abidjan, Nigeria, in Lagos, in the capital, Abuja, they kept asking me to come, but it is not possible now. But we greet all the brethren in all the cities and all the countries. And we also understand that it is no longer necessary to travel, because all can be connected, and Brother Tati can give the testimony about all the numbers in 172 countries to hear the precious Word of God. Brothers and sisters, we are living in the very last period of time before the return of Jesus Christ our Lord, and we believe that God's message of calling out, of restoration, it all belongs together. And the Lord will complete the work He started with all of us. I believe that we belong to wise virgins, and we do not follow any false and any false interpretations, and we respect the Word of God, and we believe it, emphasizing one more time, new life from God comes to us through new birth, and it is revealed, but through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, all those who are born again will be united. And then each member of the body can feel the pain of the other members. We have to be united through the Spirit with each other, that we can feel the slightest pain that a brother or a sister feels, so that we can be one heart and one soul. Please, let all the words enter into your heart. God gave the promise that Israel will be his possession in the Holy Land, and the overcomers from this last period of time have the greatest promise. Those who overcome will sit with me on my throne as I overcame and sat at the throne of my Father. Who am I? Who are you? Such a high calling. And we know that it will be as the scripture says, our Lord will return and the bride has made herself ready. The white garment was given to her to be put on, and it is the righteousness of the saints given to us by God. Not a teaching about righteousness by faith, but to be justified through faith. There is no more sin, no more guilt. The declaration of our sins speaking against us is torn into pieces, and we can just give thanks and praise to our Lord with all our heart. May God the Lord strengthen us in the Word of God, and may He be with all of us. Amen. Let us stand up and sing, "Just as I am, not in my own strength, but you are Lord." How many of you would like to be there when the Lord comes? All thanks be to living God. Believe it as surely as John the Baptist could say to those who listen to him, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one that is coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." So surely Peter mentioned or repeated the promise in the first sermon, and be each and every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, to confirm and so you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, because this promise is to you and to your children and to all those who are still far away. The latter rain will come, all that God promised. We just need a little more patience. We need to wait a bit more. We are very close to the goal, and the Lord will do all that He promised. Are there any brothers who would like to pray and to give thanks to the Lord before we pray together? praise and thanks. Brother Martin, could you please also come? Dear Heavenly Father, being full of the fear of God, we stand before the word you gave to us. We have the fear of your word, because you said, do not add anything to it, do not take anything away. Just as you said it, that those who add, you will add to them, and those who take away, you will take away from them. O Lord, please keep us in your hand, keep us on our ways, keep your word in our hearts as you wrote it. O Lord, we thank you that you opened our eyes, opened our ears and hearts, so that we can say yes and amen. O Lord, we thank you that our beloved brother is still with us, teaching us from your word. Also today, we receive the teaching through the commissioned lips, and we are grateful to you for that. Give your peace, give your blessings to your servant, and especially give him your strength, so that he can still keep sharing your word until the day of your coming, so that the last ones can be called. So it is in your word that you will come when the last one has been called. We fully trust you, and we thank you that we can now leave strengthened in faith, led by your Spirit. O Lord, please let us leave this place with your blessing. Keep us, hold us in your hand, in your wonderful and holy name of Jesus. Faithful God, we thank you for this day. You admonished us, you showed us where we stand. Please help us keep your commandments. Be with us, or have your way with us in all things. Help us in whatever we do. Give us strength. Give us godly strength, so that we can be your disciples who can speak in your name where it is necessary. O Lord, please help us in all things. We thank you that in this time we can live, and that we have kept all your intentions with your church. You send Brother Branham. We still have Brother Frank with us. All the brothers who preach your word, who translate, please give your help everywhere, and give all of them the strength from on high. Please hold us in your hands, lead us and help us in all things, also as we are leaving this place. I thank you for all of it. Amen. Let us sing, come from all from on high, O Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Do we have prayer requests in our midst that we would like to bring to the Lord? Raise your hand for a moment. Yes, there are hands everywhere. Oh Lord, you Almighty God, we received your word with all our hearts and accepted it. We received you about whom it is written. All those who receive you, they have the right to be called your children. Beloved Lord, you are our Savior. You are the bridegroom that will return. We are your church. And we can be your bride. Beloved Lord, as surely as it is written, and his bride has made herself ready, so surely it is happening now that the preparation of the bride of the Lamb is taking place by God's grace, because we believe every word. We believe every word that was read, that is preached. We believe that the true faith only comes by hearing, and hearing only from the Word of God. And therefore we thank you with all our heart. You've given the promise to us that you will return, and beloved Lord, you had Paul write it that we shall not all die, but that all shall be taken up in the rapture and changed. Thanks be to you, O Lord, that we can see the signs of the time. We especially thank you for the message of the Holy Word, so that we are called out of any bondage, out of any confusion, so that we can get into all the promises that you gave to us. Together we are bringing all the prayer requests to you, all the needs, all the troubles, and please multiply our faith. May we all touch you now by faith, because the power of healing, of salvation, comes from you. You are the same today. Praise and glory be to your holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Before Brother Scherer sings a song with us, I would like to greet all those in Switzerland and Germany and Austria. I would like to thank all of you for your support from this ministry since 1967. We will sing one song together now. Number 300. When the peace of God is in my soul. We can say this with our heart. But sure, you've made announcement when the meetings will be at the end of the year and how it will be in November. In November it will be, as usual, November the 25th. The last Sunday in December is December 30, but we will meet a week before. Let's stand up for prayer. Faithful Heavenly Father, we've heard your word, your almighty word, that you had written so that we are built, we are taught, and your word is the light on our way. Please accompany us every day. Your word is your star, is the light on our way. We thank you for the mighty words which we heard today. Bless all your children all around the world, all those who are listening together with us. Bless us also as we are leaving. Bless especially your servant bearing your word. Give him new strength, your accompanying hand, your grace. May it be with us in our everyday lives. Let us leave this place now with your blessing to our places. Please keep all of us safe. We thank you and only praise and honor you, because it only belongs to you, to you, our Heavenly Father. Amen. Thou art worthy. We all say Amen, and we'll shake each other's hand. May God the Lord bless us and be with us.